is the Wendy and Carly Show, your weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Tune in every week for tips to help you become the person you were meant to be.
Hey, everybody. We are excited to be having this call, our Motivation Monday call, today. We took last week off. Spring break, we have lots going on, and we are excited to be back, feeling refreshed and ready to tackle a new week. The weather is beautiful, which helps with, you know, everybody's attitude. It feels like springtime, almost on the verge of summertime around here, and my spirits still lifted because of this beautiful weather. So the sun's shining, and it's just a beautiful day to start the week. You know, Carly, say hi. She's on. She literally has been up for like 24 hours, I think. Just got back.
So, hey, but I'm here.
Hey, no Let's excuses. Do it. No excuses. So, you know, we have been talking about the theme of, you know, the things, the obstacles that we have to overcome to reach our goals, whether that be fear, you know, getting out of your comfort zone, whatever it might be. But we haven't touched on one thing in particular that I think is one of the key things, especially in our industry, with our business, that holds people back, and that is the fear of rejection. And rejection is a big deal. It doesn't matter what you're doing. you know, I think we all start out with rejection early on in life, and it can come at you from so many different angles. It can be, it comes from so many different places. I mean, from family, from dating, from, you know, friends and school. I mean, we, at all phases of our life, we deal with rejection. And so we have to learn to overcome it. We have to realize that, you know, maybe we're not for everybody. What we're putting out there isn't for everybody, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. It's just making sure that we learn from it and move on. So I know in our business, I think that's the number one thing that holds people back is the fact that when you put yourself out there and what you're doing out there and things that you love out there and you want people to join you, that you are going to hear no. You are going to be rejected. And it's just, you have to do some self-reflecting. Is what you're putting out there, is it worth it? You know, for you to face that rejection, to move closer to your dreams and your goals and whatever it is that you're working towards. And it's not easy. We have to get some thick skin to be able to continue to move forward, continue to grow for it, and to not take it personally. And so, Carly, why don't you hop on? Here's some of the things that you've read this morning, and we'll just chit-chat back and forth about this topic.
You know, this is such an interesting topic because, you know, you just said don't take it personally, but how personal is your own experience to you? How personal is your business to you? It's quite personal. And so this is really a thin line that we kind of have to find balance on, you know, between taking it personally and not taking certain things personally. Because let's just face it, being told no really, really sucks. And it hurts your heart a little bit. And I think for me, at the beginning of this entire journey with, you know, this opportunity that we're involved in, I actually got a lot of yeses right away, you know, so it built my confidence. I was loving my own experience, and so it really built my belief in what I was doing, that I had this product that was changing my life. I had all the confidence in the world that it was going to change everyone else's lives, too. I did get a lot of yeses, and, you know, but it wasn't always that easy. It, you know, eventually you get beyond that first wave of people that get excited with you, and the no's start coming. And then you wonder, is it me? Are they saying no to me? But what I've really kind of figured out, Wendy, and I've heard a lot of other leaders in our company say this, that, you know, no really just either means not now, you know, check back with me later, or it means that they need more information. And so you kind of have to discriminate between those kinds of people and figure out how to proceed forward with them. And I have found that asking questions really helps. Like, hey, what is really holding you back here? Like, you absolutely just have, you know, are super skeptical in the product. You know, do you not believe what I'm telling you? Is it money? Do you have other things going on? I mean, you don't have to be super nosy, but if you will just ask a person, hey, what's holding you back? Then you can kind of figure out how to move forward. Not that you're really trying to change their mind, but that you're giving them what they need, you know, to make a decision. And then you can kind of figure out, you know, ways that you might need to adjust your approach or, you know, just depending on what they're saying. But I think number one, it has to, your strength, your resolve, your ability to move past the no's is going to come from your own passion, your own belief, and your own experience. And as soon as you quit making things about getting a sale, but actually making it about this person that you're about to change their life and getting them the information that they need so that they can start their own experience. Sorry, guys. My dog, we just got him 30 minutes ago. He's a little crazy. He's excited we're home. But what I was saying is when you start making it less about you and your goals and more about the person that you're trying to help, then I think that you'll see less and less rejection. And then when it happens, you'll kind of know what, where they stand. So, Lindy, I'm going to pass it back to you. That was kind of a little bit jumbled up. Like she said, I've been awake for about 30 hours. So I have a lot more to share, but I wanted to throw it back to you.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think that that is right. You know, it is personal, but we can't take it personally. And, you know, one of the things that I read is that you're going to have to face rejection. Or you're going to stay in your little box, inside your comfort zone, and nothing in your life is ever going to change. You know, the stepping out and facing rejection is going to pull you out of your comfort zone a little bit. And we talked a lot about the comfort zone being a place where nothing awesome happens, right? Everything that you can accomplish in life that's going to be worth it is outside that little box, outside that comfort zone. And so rejection is one of those things that you're going to have to take that step out and face it. You know, when we talk about, especially in direct sales or, you know, network marketing, whatever it is that you're a part of, if you're an entrepreneur, you're going to have to face play the numbers game, right? And so, you know, maybe you need to do the math, keep track of the people that you reach out to, make a check mark or an X based on whether they say yes or no, and figure out what that average is, right? How many people are you going to have to reach out to get the yeses, to overcome, you know, that rejection? When you really break it down, is it going to actually be 1 out of 10 every single time? No, but maybe you reach out to 50 and the last 5 people that you reach out to are yeses. You know, you absolutely never know where they're going to come from, but you work the numbers enough, you're going to have a pretty good percentage of people that you reach out to that are going to say yes to you and what you are offering to them. It absolutely is a numbers game. And I think that's something that if we were really methodical and if we were really keeping track of all the yeses and all the no's, even though it's kind of hard to write those no's down, we would see that the numbers always work out. Carly, there's an average, right? What is the, I'm totally putting you on the spot, but I know we've talked about this before.
Well, you know, I think back to that first time that we went to the Success From Home magazine launch, and the editor of that publication was telling us that on average, every, you know, 10 people that you talk to about your product that you're going to get 1 to 2 yeses from that. So if you'll start thinking about it, I mean, that is a little disheartening because you may be thinking, gosh, I don't know that many people. But think about it one person at a time. And like Lindy said, you know, if you will chart those no's, that you'll see that, okay, I've got to get 3 more no's before I get a yes. But it really gives you some realistic expectations. Not everybody's going to say yes. Hardly anybody is going to say yes the very first time that you talk to them. And so what does that mean? It really means that your success is going to be in the follow-up. More often than not, we simply just get ignored. Lindy can attest to that. I ignored her for 7 months. And I never told her no. I never told her to go away. I never told her to never talk to me again. I simply ignored her. And so that was kind of my, I guess, my no to her. But really, it just meant not now. I wasn't saying no and, you know, not never. I was just putting her off. And so you've probably experienced that. I know I've experienced that a ton. And what I found is that I have to be consistent with following up, because no really does mean not now. So if it's not now, then it's going to be at some point in the future. And I will tell you, I've only had just like a very small handful of people that just say, I never want to talk to you about this again. In fact, I can only think of 3 times that has ever happened. And one of those people actually came back and became a customer of mine. Like, I'm sorry for the way I was so rude to you, but I'm really ready to experience what you have. And I believe that all comes back from my consistency and the fact that I never really gave up on that person. Lindy, I know that you wanted some firm numbers there, and I know what you're talking about, but I don't have it in front of me.
Well, I knew that. I think what you said is perfect. And, you know, I mean, the thing is, guys, you have to decide if what you're doing is worth it. If what you're putting out there and moving forward towards your goals is worth facing the rejection, you know, day in and day out. And I'm telling you, when you get the yeses, it feels like such a huge victory because you've worked through those numbers. And especially after consistent follow-up. And Carly's absolutely right. It doesn't normally happen. People don't normally say yes the very first time. I think the sales statistic is that it takes 9 to 12 exposures for somebody to finally see it enough that they decide to take the next step and move forward. So, you know, maybe it doesn't happen on that very first time. Maybe it happens on time 12 of you exposing that person to what you're offering. But when they say yes, oh my goodness, it feels amazing, right, Carly? We get so excited when we get somebody new started on our products and they say yes, because it does feel like then that they're saying yes to us. And we take it so personally when they say no, and we are telling you, don't make it about you. They just don't know what they're saying no to yet. But man, when they say yes, it's not just saying yes to what we're offering, it's saying yes to us, and it is such a confidence booster. But you got to get through those no's to get to the other side. And so, you know, make the changes that you might need to make. You know, listen to the feedback that they give you when you start asking those questions, and you're going to learn to be better at your approach when you start asking those questions, taking the advice, you know, from people that are successful, and then from the feedback that you get, change up what you're doing a little bit, change up your approach. But if you keep doing the same thing over and over and expect a different result, right, that's like the definition of insanity, right? So, you know, if you need to make a little adjustment here and there, you're eventually going to get fewer no's and more yeses. And, you know, rejection is never going to disappear. It's absolutely always going to be there if you're putting yourself out there and not living inside your comfort zone. So, and you really shouldn't want it to, right? We love to grow. I mean, it can be painful at times. I know Carly and I can both attest to that. It's hard to grow. It's hard to take those negative experiences and turn them into a positive. But, you know, facing that rejection, facing that fear, overcoming these obstacles, it doesn't make you a failure. But the only way you fail from it is if you don't learn from it. And so make sure that you're making the most of even the times that you feel like you're being rejected, and learn from it, grow from it, and know that it's going to improve. The next time that you reach out to somebody, you're going to be stronger, you're going to be better, and you probably are going to be more likely to have success from it. So, Carly, do you have anything else to add before we wrap up the call?
I do. You know, just remember that we are all in this together. We are all experiencing the same things. We all get told no. We don't always talk about it. And so it can be really easy to compare yourself to another person who you perceive as just like, you know, batting a thousand, right? But I guarantee you that person is getting told no a ton of times. It's just that they're probably playing the numbers a little bit better. And so they're getting told yes more as well. So remember that comparison is the thief of your joy. And if you think that someone is having better odds or more success, reach out to that person, find out what they're doing. And I guarantee you what they will share with you is that they are reaching out to far more people. They're getting told no even more often than you are. And, you know, getting this rejection does not come easy, you guys. I mean, I think we've kind of simplified it because we have been through it so long and so many times. But, and I would say it does get a little bit easier, but when it happens, you know, you got to feel that emotion. You got to be a little disappointed so that you can figure out how you need to move on. And just like Lindy said, when that yes comes, and especially when that yes comes from someone who's been telling you no, it makes it all worth it. And just remember that you have something to share. You have something amazing that can change a person's life. And let that be the force that drives you and moves you past any rejection that comes your way. Rejection is a part of business. It is a part of life. It's just knowing how to deal with it and having the right attitude about it that really defines the person that keeps going from the person that quits. And I know that no one on this call is a quitter. And I believe in you guys. So, Lindy, I don't know if you have any closing thoughts, but I think this was a great call about rejection.
Absolutely. No, I think it was awesome. And, you know, it goes right along with all of those things that we have to face in order to be successful. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it, right? Everybody would have success like crazy. And so you just have to decide if you're going to be strong enough, if you're going to learn from all of the things that you face in working hard to live a life like nobody else, because you're working harder than anybody else right now. I mean, that's what's going to happen. But it's hanging in there and learning from all of the little trials that you come that you might face along the way, and becoming better from it. You know, Carly and I don't claim to be experts on any of this. We may be experts on those, though, because I know that we have gotten a lot of them. But we're still going. And so we're excited to, you know, have this call to share, you know, kind of the things that we're going through, things that might help, the tips on, you know, building your dreams, reaching your goals, and taking, you know, your life to the next level because you're committed just to the process of continuing to grow and learn and move forward. So we love that you dial in. We love that we have the opportunity to share with you. And, you know, we're thankful that you take the time to listen. So, you know, we're going to do this call again next Monday. And we hope that y'all have an awesome week. And we challenge you to go get some no's so that you can get to that next yes. And face that fear, get out of your comfort zone, and, you know, overcome the rejection that you might face. So, anyway, y'all have an awesome week, awesome Monday, and we will see you next week for another Monday Motivation Call.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit us at lindydavis.com and thecarlywilson.com for more awesome ideas to help you live your best life.